Kane says the automatic cuts that will be triggered should the super committee fail to reach a deal will hit Virginia especially hard because of its high concentration of military and other federal employees. While he believes some form of agreement will be reached, he's hoping for one that makes serious cuts to spending as well as raising additional tax revenues, most notably through the expiration of the Bush tax cuts.
When I was governor of Virginia, it was the toughest economy since the 1930s, and I had to cut $5.2 billion out of the budget. Every friend I have didn't like something I did, but you know what? They accepted it because they knew it needed to be done for the good of the state. The American public understands that we have to make some tough choices, and they're begging for leaders who will be willing to do it. And so if they make tough choices, I think they're going to be surprised to find citizens will be favorably inclined toward them rather than take it out on them.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.